It's the debut edition of the miniseries Building a Legacy, U.S. Bank Stadium. We take you on an inside look at the Vikings' construction process as a new home is built in downtown Minneapolis.
It's going to be a reality soon.
Plus, tour the stadium with head coach Mike Zimmer.
You must be pretty smart.
No,
I couldn't figure all it out.
Remember, we didn't do it all in a day.
And we start the countdown to September 2016 and the busy year ahead. It's all next on the debut edition of Building a Legacy, U.S. Bank Stadium. They are some of the sweetest sounds. The noise that signals a new beginning and new home for the Minnesota Vikings. But the process to get to this moment hasn't been easy.
It definitely is a great feeling and a great project to be part of, to be part of the team. And it's a long time coming. And, you know, we spent 12 years at the Capitol to get the legislation through. And that was the first 11 years were pretty brutal. But the last year we were able to get that momentum, that coalition of support of business leaders, labor leaders, bipartisan legislators, the governor, our owners, and probably most importantly, Viking fans who stepped up from all corners of the state to say, let's get this done.
The constant noise of hundreds of construction workers working to build a new home for the Minnesota Vikings has been filling the air in downtown Minneapolis since December 2013, and much has changed in that time. The state-of-the-art stadium has quickly taken shape, and within months of the start of construction, a new look formed to the downtown skyline.
It's been quite a ride and a lot of work and a lot of long nights, but it's looking pretty to be able to look out the window and see how far along we are and walk that site and see that, you know, it's going to be a reality soon.
And what it's done to the neighborhood and the community, it's been a catalyst to the economic revitalization of the whole downtown East area. And that's the case that we made for many years at the Capitol, and it's great to see that that's coming to fruition and then some, and that it's going to be a great stadium, a game changer in the NFL, and all those things that we advocated for those many years are coming true.
But it hasn't been just residents of the Twin Cities noticing the change. The sports scene across the nation has taken notice, with a building hosting the 2018 Super Bowl and 2019 Final Four.
The Metrodome had Super Bowls, the Metrodome had Final Fours, but not in the last 15 years. I mean, it was just not a facility that was appropriate or competitive to try and get those kind of events.
And it's one of those things that we advocated at the Capitol in the community, that this building, if we can get it done, is going to deliver world-class events. And before the building is even open, we've already secured the Super Bowl in 2018, the NCAA Basketball Final Four in 2019. We're a finalist and seem to be in pretty good position to secure the college football playoff, the BCS championship game. You know, we got WrestleMania coming, so we're going to have major events and delivering on that front.
Events like the Super Bowl, events like the Final Four, show off your town. And big corporate leaders come to town, people watch this from, you know, around the nation and around the globe. And we have an opportunity here as a region to show ourselves off. I mean, we're sort of the unknown secret up here in the Northland.
These events will showcase why this building is state-of-the-art in every way, something the Wolves saw firsthand when they visited the site just 6 months after construction began.
You played football here 7 months ago, guys. You realize that?
Yeah, exactly.
The Wolves see the constant changes to the building, but one big piece changed earlier this summer. The new home got a name.
It's great to have a partner like U.S. Bank. They're Minnesota's bank. They're a hometown team. We're the hometown team, so it's a great partnership, and it's the marriage of two great brands, and for the next generation, it's U.S. Bank Stadium, and we couldn't be happier, and I know they're very proud to be partnered with the Vikings.
It will still be another 12 months of those construction sounds filling the air in downtown Minneapolis, but the final goal is getting closer and closer. With the building's foundation well in place, a name for the new home, and daily milestones hit in the building, the day for the first kickoff isn't too far away.
Great things to come. Again, good feeling at the organization. Things are on an upswing. I think the stadium progress is really lifting the organization. It's very exciting. Everybody's chipped in, and everybody feels the excitement that's coming.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this new stadium. I think it's just going to bring so much to Minnesota. I mean, we already have the Super Bowl, I know the Final Four, hopefully get the national championship game for college football. Just so many opportunities are going to be brought to this community, to this state, and you know, it's going to be great for us. And I'm so excited to see it.
I know everybody is extremely excited to get in that new building. It's going to be state of the art. It's going to be a great experience for our fans down there. I wish I could tell you I was smart enough to tell you all the technical things that are going to happen in there, but it's we're very, very excited and very appreciative of our ownership and the politicians that made that happen.
This place is going to be amazing. And we'll be excited to get in there. But we've got a year ahead of us that we have to focus on.
Coming up, we go inside the stadium construction site to see an update on the progress being made on a daily basis. That's next on the debut edition of Building a Legacy, U.S. Bank Stadium.